Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. That's who we
are. Come on.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
With Now TV.
Turn it up.
I love you for choosing this podcast. Thank you so much. There's so many podcasts out there, but you've decided to choose this one. And because of that, I want to give you a little tip, little deal that I had over the weekend.
Wow.
Now, I know we're sponsored by Now TV, and I'm not sponsored by this shop, but I went in there and they have the best deal ever.
Wait now.
I won't say the name. I'll say what it rhymes with.
Okay, can you say the deal?
Yeah.
And then I'll try and guess what the shop, and then I'll say what it rhymes with.
14 euro. That's all you need in your wallet, and you get a meal for two, a starter, a main course, and a dessert.
Okay, I have an issue with these.
Why do you
I've
have an issue?
I've done this before. There isn't enough in these meals.
Oh, come on. I went for the spaghetti carbonara, and it was so rich, and you know I love my pasta.
No, it's not enough in it. I'm sorry.
Do you not think so?
No, I've done it before.
But there's have you ever done it by yourself? Because that would be a hell of a feat.
Did you get... Were you by yourself?
No.
Okay, I thought you were by yourself. No, I'm sorry. It's a classic.
It's a great deal.
No, it's classic those things where it says feeds four. And I'll go, it'll feed four. It'll feed me. It's those lasagnas. Who are they feeding? What four people? Four ants?
No, but you get the starter as well.
Yeah.
See, I had a lovely bit of bread.
Yeah.
A sourdough bread with some red onions and herbs on it. So I cut that in half and I had half the spaghetti. I really carved up.
Nah.
And then I had four profiteroles. Come on.
Was there eight profiteroles in the dessert or was it two different desserts?
Six. I just took the four. So do you know what it is?
I know what it is.
What does it rhyme with?
It doesn't matter what it rhymes
it
with.
It does.
Because
a listener might want to know.
I've done it once and I'm not. Yeah, you're being paid on the sly.
I'm not being paid.
You're being paid on the sly. I think you are. On the podcast today, we talk about Nathan being very immoral in his house. Also, what celebrity broke your heart? We do catchphrase on the radio. It's a really good one this morning.
I'm not happy with it.
And choose and use a very good prank somebody played on their family. Here is the podcast.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Welcome. Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
It's 7 a.m.
This is
103.8. Let's go! Good morning. It is 7:03. You are tuned in to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man, he's Nathan O'Reilly.
Oh, hello. Graham has his big cup of coffee.
It's very cozy in here this morning.
Isn't it?
It's kind of warm. We're not wearing our jackets like usual.
We are wearing clothes.
I've got my reusable coffee cup full of Joe.
Fair play to you.
Thank you very much.
The reusable cup. You did say it tasted of plastic. It was making the coffee taste of plastic.
But I'm saving the world and that's all that matters.
Have you cleaned it yet?
I have. I've cleaned it many times, but still struggling to get rid of that smell of plastic.
Well, Graham, listen here. Recently, I've been doing something to my roommate, Sean, and he's not aware of it, and I'm starting to question my moral compass. Am I a bad person? If it's okay with you, can I tell you all about it in 5 minutes' time?
Yeah, and also, if there's any fly-on-the-wall documentary makers listening, I want to get a camera crew into your house, because you could make a television show on you and Sean.
Yeah, like, very low budget.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
I would like to welcome Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan.
Graham and Nathan.
It's 7 a.m. This is
103.8.
Let's go!
Good morning. It is 7:03. You are tuned in to Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. My name is Graham O'Toole. This man, he's Nathan O'Reilly.
Oh, hello. Graham has his big cup of coffee.
It's very cozy in here this morning.
Isn't it?
It's kind of warm. We're not wearing our jackets like usual.
We are wearing clothes.
I've got my reusable coffee cup full of Joe.
Fair play to you.
Thank you very much.
The reusable cup. You did say it tasted of plastic. It was making the coffee taste of plastic.
But I'm saving the world and that's all that matters.
Have you cleaned it yet?
I have. I've cleaned it many times, but still struggling to get rid of that smell of plastic.
Well, Graham, listen here. Recently, I've been doing something to my roommate, Sean, and he's not aware of it, and I'm starting to question my moral compass. Am I a bad person? If it's okay with you, can I tell you all about it in 5 minutes' time?
Yeah, and also, if there's any fly-on-the-wall documentary makers listening, I want to get a camera crew into your house, because you could make a television show on you and Sean.
Yeah, like, very low budget.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Graham, I want to hear your thoughts on this matter. I have a coffee machine. With this coffee machine, I have espresso capsules, and they all have different strengths. Some are numbered 4 and 5. Others are a powerful 12.
Yeah, I've been over to your house. I would say I settle in between 6 and 8.
Yeah, you'd be happy with that.
That's a mild enough coffee, but enough to give me a little bit of a kick if I'm feeling a little bit tired.
Now, I've never tried the 12, but apparently when you take it, your head is very sore and you dance around like Mick Jagger.
Right.
So my roommate Sean, the other day, he was perched on our couch in the living room, and I said, "Oh, Sean, old buddy, old pal, I would love to make you a coffee." And he said, "Oh, okay, thanks, Nathan. Now, I've already had a coffee today. Can I have just a very light one? Nothing too heavy."
So, you wouldn't want a decaffeinated one, but just a nice little, maybe a 3 or a 4.
Yeah, that's what he's looking for.
On the coffee-rated system.
So, I went around the corner, because he couldn't see what I was doing, and I popped in a level 12 into the machine because I was curious. I wanted to see what would happen.
Okay, so this is more of a social experiment on your behalf rather than trying to give him a little bit more of a pep.
Yeah, so I made the coffee and he just started drinking it. And he wasn't saying much. Like, he wasn't saying, "Ow, my teeth are sore. Ow, the brain in my skull is vibrating." But afterwards, he did say he had a massive headache. And I still haven't owned up and said, "Sean, I've been slipping in some 12 capsules into your coffee." And it's not the first time, Graham.
I really hope he's listening, because I know he's driving around this time. I really hope you're listening this morning.
Is it bad what I'm doing?
This makes me very uneasy.
Look, it comes from a place of love.
I don't think it does. Just knowing your past and the arguments you have over the oven and whose food is this and stealing toilet paper from each other's room, I know this did not come from a place of love. This came from a place of devilment. And it makes me a little bit uneasy because coffee is a stimulant.
Yeah.
And I don't know morally where I stand in this story. I think you maybe have gotten this one wrong.
But it's truly fascinating, because then the following day I'll ask, "How did you sleep?" And he'd say, "Terrible." And I'm thinking, am I responsible, the power that I have?
It makes me feel a little bit uneasy. I don't think that was the right thing to do.
Do you not think so?
No. If anyone wants to weigh in on this, 087-711-1038 this morning on text, WhatsApp or WhatsApp voice note.
Have I gotten it wrong?
It makes me feel uneasy.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think that one's right.
Oh, no.
You don't often get it right, Nathan, especially this time.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
All of Graham and Nathan's best bits at your fingertips.
Do you remember Mike the Situation from Jersey Shore, the MTV reality TV show?
What a good show. The cabs are here. It's t-shirt time.
It was the original of the whole Jersey Shore era of reality TV show. Well, he was recently in prison for 8 months for tax evasion.
Oh, that's sad news, because I am a big fan of Mike the Situation. I don't like the idea of him in prison.
I thought you were going to say, that's sad news because you don't want to pay your taxes and you have to end up going to prison. But he was in prison, he's out, and he was appearing on a podcast. Now, Snooki was another person in Jersey Shore. She has a podcast called It's Happening with Snooki and Joey, and he was talking about his time in prison. And what person was in his prison but Billy McFarland?
Ah!
Now, Billy was the organiser of Fyre Festival.
Yeah, that went absolutely terribly.
Yeah, it was the greatest festival never to have happened. It was a documentary on Hulu, a documentary on Netflix.
Billy and Ja Rule organised this festival.
Well, Billy was sentenced to 6 years in prison for fraud, but they were in the same prison. Now, they weren't friends, but they kind of nodded at each other. But at one point, Billy was put into solitary confinement, and Mike the Situation explains why. He said he supposedly smuggled in some sort of recording device and he was caught with it. They said he was trying to record high profile inmates, and they threw him in the solitary confinement unit. They've since sent him to a worse prison, I think.
Oh no.
That's a bonehead move right there. Now, why was Billy trying to record people? Maybe he was trying to start a podcast.
Yeah, is that he would thinking be an of a new one. I definitely would subscribe to that podcast.
It would be a different angle inside the prison with Billy McFarland, or maybe you call it Silly McFarland because he's very silly. He ended up in solitary confinement. But yeah, I find that such an interesting story.
Is there any other high profile celebrities in that prison?
Is this the high profile prison because you got people for tax evasion, which are very wealthy people, and also Billy McFarland is in there for fraud, so maybe that's it. But since moved to a worse prison, so that was a silly move from Billy, unfortunately.
I suppose let's just keep our eyes and ears out there for Billy's brand new podcast.
Yeah, Inside the Prison with Billy McFarland.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now, every Monday at this time, we like to check in on our diet over the weekend. Graham, your face is looking extremely puffy. What did you indulge in?
I actually wasn't too bad this weekend. I only went to the chipper once, and I didn't get a battered sausage. I got a quarter pounder with cheese and chips.
Oh, not bad.
So
very good.
It was a good weekend for me, considering usually.
Yeah,
Nathan?
I had a takeaway on Saturday night, went for a Hawaiian pizza with chicken nuggets and curry sauce, and I also had garlic cheese bread and a can of Fanta.
You didn't finish all that.
I did, yeah. I'm not feeling great right now. I'm not going to lie to you.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
It's hot. It's spicy. It's the showbiz shootout. Two Democratic cowboys. They walk hand in hand dressed in cheap leather, and they each have a showbiz news story, and at the end they decide which one is better. Graham, will I begin?
Give it to me. What do you have?
This morning's story is very nostalgic and strange. It is about energetic breakfast TV icon Mr. Motivator. Do you remember Mr. Motivator?
I do. He's a man who motivates you. He was actually at Electric Picnic this year.
Was he actually?
Motivating people in the morning, yeah, getting them up out of bed and stuff.
How do you think he looked?
He's looking great.
Yeah, he looks fantastic. If you don't know who he is, fitness fanatic, he always has a smile on his face, he loves wearing Lycra, and he was very big in the 90s. Here he is.
Hey guys, how you doing? Time to get that body moving. What have we got to do? We've got to get our position right. Once it's right, then we can start. So let's check it out. Knees directly over the toes. Stomach's tight. I hope you guys are ready for this. Ow!
Yeah, you instantly feel good when you listen to him. Well, he says that he wants to mix his ashes when he dies with fish paste and serve them as sandwiches.
Okay, I was not expecting the story to go that way.
I wasn't expecting it as well, but I just went with it and I enjoyed it. Now, the bad news is he is currently 66 and he says he plans to live for another 50 years.
Now, is the plan to serve these sandwiches at the after gig at the funeral?
Yes.
All right.
The post buffet.
Yeah.
He says when you have a funeral in Jamaica, loads of people just want free food. So I want my ashes mixed up with fish paste and, yes, served as sandwiches. Very strange, but I probably would have a bite.
So disgusting. What kind of fish would he be using as well? Mr. Fishy Vater. My story has got to do with Mattress Mick, okay?
Yes.
You know in Dancing with the Stars, yes, this is where it's going. They have a kind of, we'll say a more mature gentleman that wouldn't be used to dancing in the past. They've had the likes of Des Cahill, RT Sports broadcaster. They've had Marty Morrissey, RTE Sports broadcaster. But Mattress Mick just tweeted out in the last 8 hours, I've been invited to take part on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow.
What do you think? Yes or no? Cheers. First of all, I don't think he was supposed to tweet that. Isn't there supposed to be well, I don't know if there is. I haven't been asked ever to do it. But I presume there will be a non-disclosure agreement they'd have to sign, so RTE then could release the people in drips and drabs to kind of build the excitement around Dancing with the Stars.
Now, did he tweet a poll?
He didn't tweet a poll.
Ah,
he just says underneath, tweet yes or no. Now, is this got to do with his mattress salesman? Or has it got to do with last week he was on Pat Kenny debate on Virgin Media and Pat Kenny kept on referring to him as mattress as opposed to Mick. So maybe that has shot him to fame. But I reckon going by the comments underneath, if he's going to go on his followers, is 100% yes.
This would be fantastic. Could you imagine seeing Mattress Mick just dance around the place in a sequin suit?
I want to see him in pyjamas. Come on, and it starts with him in the bed and then he rises up.
Yeah.
And it was like some sort of happy wake up song.
Yeah.
Cha-cha into that.
Ends up eating a sandwich. Mr. Motivator.
Brings it all
back. Yeah. Back around. I'm more excited about your story.
I'd be more excited about Mattress Mick dancing than eating someone's body in a fish sandwich too, Nathan. That's why I'll take the win.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Good morning. It is Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged. It is coming up to 7:45. Some George Ezra and Shotgun.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
You do not need a shotgun to play Gotta Get It Wrong.
Does it help?
Intimidation tactics will not work on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. All you really have to do is get questions wrong in a minute.
Yeah, as simple as that. And if you top our leaderboard at the end of the week, you will win €100. And playing this morning is Kelsey. Kelsey, what are you up to?
I'm in the car with my manager going to work.
With your manager?
Yeah, and another girl too.
Oh, so we've a packed car.
You are carpooling, yeah.
Okay, so are you all going to have a go at the Gotta Get It Wrong, or is it just you, Kelsey? You're going to concentrate on yourself?
No, we'll all try.
Okay. Oh, that's great to see. It's fantastic that you get on so well with your manager.
Yeah, I know. She lives near me, so it's really handy.
Oh, do you scab a lift off her?
I don't want to say that, but okay.
I hope you give her some petrol money, because Nathan's always scabbing lifts off me and he never puts his hand inside his pocket once. No comment. I think we understand what's going on there. Kelsey, look, we'll have a game of Gotta Get It Wrong. Hopefully you can win €100 at the end of the week so you can give your manager some petrol money. How it works is we will put 1 minute on the clock. You gotta get as many questions wrong as you can. There's no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question, and you only have a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in and we move on to the next one. That all good?
Yes, Grant.
1 minute on the clock. Here we go.
What animal is Kermit the Frog?
A rabbit.
What noise does a pig make? What animal is Miss Piggy?
A dog.
Do your best John Travolta impression.
Sigrid.
Name an actor in the film Grease.
Brad Pitt.
What's the main ingredient in mushroom soup?
Tomatoes.
How do you spell Toblerone?
C-O-G.
What rhymes with phone?
Dog.
What's 67 minus 4?
1.
14 plus 29 is 34. True or false?
True.
Who manages Liverpool?
My manager.
Sing a Sean Paul song.
Happy birthday to you.
What is Sean Kingston's job?
He's working at Tesco.
What month are we in right now?
January.
What date is Valentine's Day?
24th of July.
What noise does a grasshopper make?
Meow.
What noise does a fox make?
Meow.
Oh, strong performance, Kelsey. How did you find that?
I'm shaking. I'm nervous.
Can you just describe your surroundings? So your manager is driving, yes? Jeez, you're having a great time.
We're at exit 9 now, I think.
You're at exit 9. Who else is in the car with you?
Sharon and Jade.
Okay, and whereabouts are you working?
Sandyford.
What do you do?
I work in a call centre.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, you're fantastic on the phone. I have to say, ladies, you're very warm. You're very friendly, bubbly, and you know what? You remind me of someone.
Okay.
Who?
You remind me of a very, very young Avril Lavigne.
Oh,
okay. Oh, skater boy.
I thought you were going to say a young Nathan O'Reilly for scabbing lifts.
Ah, we just stop. Kelsey, you're not going to believe it. You got 16.
Wow.
Yay. Wow. Aye, aye, aye.
That is very good score, especially for a Monday, Kelsey, and nobody gets 17 or more between now and Friday. That €100 will be yours, or maybe your manager's. We'll see what happens at the end of the week. Thank you very much for playing. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
See you guys. Bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
And it is going to be a very wet day today. Bring the jacket, because the heavy downpours will be happening across the day.
There's going to be a heavy downpour from your eyes, Graham, because we're now talking about heartbreak. Open up, big guy. Come on, you're in a safe space here.
I remember the day like it was yesterday, but it was over 15 years ago. It was August 10th, 2004. I was in the back of the car with my mother. We were on the way to my grandmother's house. We were coming up to a roundabout, passing a McDonald's. Lovely. And I heard on the radio that Michael Owen was leaving Liverpool and moving to Real Madrid.
Oh, no.
And I cried and I cried and I cried because I was obsessed with this man. Every poster on my wall was Michael Owen. I was born Graham Michael O'Toole because my dad's name is Michael. For my confirmation, I took the name Owen. Not E-O-I-N, not E-O-G-H-A-N, the surname O-W-E-N. My name is now Graham Michael Owen O'Toole. And on that day, August 10th, 2004, my whole world came crumbling down.
How did you feel?
Horrendous. It was like I lost a family member. But Michael Owen was moving to Spain, and how...
I was going to say, did you start ripping the posters off your bedroom wall?
I thought you were trying to kill a fly or something.
Swatting a fly, I'm so upset in the studio.
I did. I got my jersey and like threw them all on the ground from my press. It was horrendous. But recently, he released an autobiography called Reboot. And I bought it thinking, maybe this is the closure I need. And this weekend, I finished the book. And I realised after reading the book that Michael Owen... he's not really the guy I thought he was.
Oh, really?
Do you know what I mean?
What do you mean? Not the coolest guy in the world.
Not the coolest guy in the world. Not somebody maybe I should have been fawning over when I was a child. it was a grand book.
Yeah.
But afterwards, I'm like, eh. So I think that finally was the closure I needed for Michael Owen, because there was still a little bit of Michael Owen hole in my heart. But now I'm finished.
Have you since changed your name?
No, I don't think I can.
Okay.
Or have to pay money through Deepol or something like that.
You won't do that.
Nah, I don't care that much. But I finally come to terms with the heartbreak I had back in 2004 when I was 13 years old. And this morning, I want to know, Michael Owen did it to me. What celebrity broke your heart? 087 711 1038. You can text us, WhatsApp us, or send us a WhatsApp voice recording. It could be from your youth. It could be just last week. What celebrity broke your heart? Nathan, do you have any examples for us?
Graham, play the sad music.
Again.
We're going back in deep here. It was the 25th of March, 2015. I had just bought a 99 with my mother.
We were both with our mothers at the time as well.
This was... possibly the worst day of my life. My life went shattering down after this. My heart was broken into a million pieces. You're going to remember that date, the 25th of March 2015. Zayn Malik,
oh, yeah,
left One Direction.
That was the beginning of the end.
I really feel he is responsible for the breakup of One Direction. Once he left, Harry, Niall, Liam and Louis, they didn't know what to do.
Yep.
So Zayn Malik, if you're listening to this, I haven't forgiven you.
He broke your heart. But who broke yours? 087 711 1038. Nicole, can you tell us who broke your heart?
Brian McFadden.
Oh, Nicole, what happened?
He left Westlife. He ruined it.
Did he actually ruin it? Like, was he not the weakest member of the five?
I was, but he was the best looking.
Really?
Really? What about Nicky?
I don't know, when I was that young, I thought he was.
Fair enough. And are you disappointed that he hasn't come back in recent years when they've kind of reunited and gone the reunion tour?
No, not really.
Did you ever see him with Keith Duffy in Boys Life?
No. I think that was a sham.
Yeah, I suppose they're performing a lot in hotel function rooms. But do you hold on to the sadness?
Always.
Okay.
Well, you don't forgive him?
I met him once in Lanzarote with Kerry Katona.
Oh, this is a brilliant story.
Hold on a second. Were they singing at the karaoke bar?
They actually were.
What were they singing?
Oh my God, I can't remember. It's years ago now.
Oh, wow.
And did you go up and get a picture with him?
He signed like a beer mat for me.
Amazing. What a story.
Thank you for that story.
Nicole, that is brilliant. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, Nicole.
I would frame that if I was Nicole.
Oh, wow. One. Kerry Katona as well.
Amazing. Megan, tell us, who broke your heart?
Peter Andre broke my heart.
Peter Andre, what did he do?
Yeah. So I used to write him love letters when I was younger, and I literally used to just post them to Peter Andre's house, and my mum was like totally on board and would constantly, like, you know, support me. But then he broke up with Katie Price. I was devastated. When he was on I'm a Celebrity, watched it like all the time. And then when he got with that 20-year-old, you know, your one that went to Africa and all that?
No.
Is he with the 20-year-old now?
I think he's still with her, yeah. Like, I think they're still together a long time.
Yeah, they have kids together.
Okay.
Yeah, and, like, I was coming around 19, 20 at the time as well, and I was like, why couldn't have that been me, so...
Why was your anger towards this one and not Katie Price?
I don't know. Like, I mean, Katie Price kind of went on to have, like, a lot more, like, boyfriends and partners and kids, but I wasn't mad into her. I was into Peter Andre. I was just annoyed that... Everyone else did Peter Andre except me, and he never responded to any of my love letters.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you sending them to the right address?
No, just literally Peter Andre's house, straight in the letter.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, okay. That makes a bit more sense now.
I people used to constantly, like, if he was in the UK, I have a lot of friends in the UK, and if he was doing, like, a CD signing, they'd give the CDs to me and everything. Like, it was just...
Oh, you had a crew of workers going around the world tracking them down.
I like it.
Megan, well, hopefully you'll someday get over your heartbreak, but thanks very much for sharing this morning.
See you, Megan. It's a very emotional, cathartic show this morning because we're speaking about when did a celebrity break your heart? Mine is Zayn Malik. Graham, yours is Michael Owen.
When he left Liverpool to go to Real Madrid, there's been one overwhelming person that has broken a lot of hearts, and Cassie has it as well.
I don't know about you guys, but when Brian McFadden left Westlife, my six-year-old heart was torn in two. That's my heartbreak.
I didn't realise Brian McFadden was so popular.
Now, he did sing a bit more than Nicky and Kian.
Oh.
He did.
Steady on. Darren's been in touch as well.
Lads, when Scar killed Mufasa in The Lion King, that broke my heart.
That is true, and apologies if you haven't seen The Lion King as well, I suppose.
Yeah, real spoiler there.
But it's been out for, what, nearly 20 years now at this stage. Then, Nikki, who broke your heart?
Oh, it wasn't me, it was my sister and my cousin. When Robbie left Take That, they were devastated.
Yeah, was the Robbie leaving Take That bigger than Brian McFadden leaving Westlife?
Oh, 100%.
Do you think?
100%, yeah.
Even though they were an English band and Westlife were Irish?
No, I'm still 100%.
Now, is that your sister in the background still crying?
That's my child.
And what was their reaction when Robbie came back to Take That for that short period?
Oh, they were delighted. But then we went to go see them then 2 years ago. They had a concert in, I think it was Crow Park, and they Take That done one half and Robbie Williams done another half on his own. That was heavy.
Oh, yeah, cool. I suppose that was good.
Look, I think you need to get back to your sister.
Still a little bit upset there all these years later. Thanks very much, Nikki. Bye-bye.
No problem.
See you,
bye.
Nikki. Bye.
And we have Sinead on the line as well. Sinead, who broke your heart?
Oh, Brian McFadden.
Again, Brian McFadden.
Again, Brian McFadden. I was devastated. The next door neighbour actually knocked into me to break the news, and I ran to the shop roaring, crying to get the newspaper. I think I was devastated for about, like, 5 months.
5 months?
Was he so instrumental in the band?
Oh, but he was part of it. Like, he was part of it when it first came together, you know? I remember going to see him before in Swords, and he actually asked me, was there something wrong with me? When I got to the top, because I was crying that much. Well, he gave me his bottle of water, and I joke you not, I had it for about 5 years until it evaporated
enough. Oh, wow! You and Brian McFadden's water bottle.
Wow.
I am a super fan, and I'm still a little disappointed that he doesn't join in on the new shows, but I love the power of him anyway.
You definitely have seen Boys Life. You have to have.
I actually haven't. Like,
oh, come on.
Who has?
Has anyone ever seen them live? Did they have any fans?
I know what you're like for making up the news.
Okay, wow. Okay, Sinead, so it was Brian McFadden, and in your eyes, a much bigger heartbreak than Robbie Williams even Take That.
Oh, definitely. God, it doesn't come close.
We need to end this, Sinead, but if Brian is listening right now, do you have a message for him?
Oh, I still love him. He hurt me, but I'm over.
Do you still have the bottle?
I don't have the bottle anymore. I think I got a bit creepy after a few years.
Thanks, Sinead. Bye-bye.
problem.
See you, Sinead. Bye.
You're getting all the Fully Charged without the music or ads.
It's the Fully Charged Daily Podcast.
It's 9:08 on Fully Charged with Graham and Nathan. Good morning. That is Black Bear and Hot Girl Bummer.
Here's a little fun fact about Black Bear. Himself and Mike Posner wrote Justin Bieber's boyfriend song.
He's also working with the likes of Billie Eilish and Juicy J as well.
Yeah, watch out for him. Now, Cadbury brunch bars are now available in Ireland, and because of it, we want to give away €200 every day this week.
They are packed full of tasty ingredients, so make it your new favourite mid-morning snack.
Yum, 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 yum. I'm excited right now because the boss has told us that we're working too hard on the show and we need to just take a little break, relax, have a little Cadbury brunch bar and just have a little nibble of it.
Yeah, so we're going to take a brunch moment. We're going to put on our headphones and listen to a very popular song at the moment. And if you know what song myself and Nathan are listening to during our break, having a Cadbury brunch bar, then text or WhatsApp us to 087 711 1038. Actually, just give us the two artists that feature on it.
Okay.
And then we'll do it. You ready, Nathan?
Yeah, I'm just,
put on your headphones there now.
Extra pair of headphones I have on here. Headphones. So comfortable.
You're having a nice little break there, Nathan.
Oh, that's a...
Take your time, don't rush it.
Delicious.
You're rushing, Nathan.
Well, I'm trying to swallow it whole.
What do you think you've done to deserve this break?
I suppose I've observed you throughout the show, and you've been working hard, and by osmosis, it's making me work hard.
If you know what artist we were listening to there in the background, we'll give you a clue. They are reportedly dating right now. Then text or WhatsApp us on 087 711 1038. We have Jessica on the line. Hello.
So weird. I'm on the phone to you guys, and I literally dreamt about the two of you last night.
Oh,
what was the dream about?
Hold on a second.
I'm not even joking. That's so weird.
Okay, what happened in this dream?
Well, I was in my house at home, right, and I've listened to you guys for the last couple of years, and I've always texted and everything. And then about a couple of months ago, I couldn't understand why I was like never getting like any texts or calls, and then I realised I was texting the wrong number for 2 years.
Oh no! Brilliant.
Okay, well look, Jessica, we're going to try and sort you out with €200 here. All you're going to do is tell us what song we were listening during our break, our brunch moment. Have another listen to it here. I know I said song. It's the artist we're looking for. What are they?
Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Yes, it
was. €200 goes to you.
Congratulations,
oh
Jessica.
Oh my gosh. That is amazing.
And you finally have the right number this time.
I finally have it. I can go to bed in peace now.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you,
bye.
Jessica. Bye.
Bye.
And it's all thanks to Cadbury Brunch Bars, your new favourite mid-morning snack.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
It's 9:34.
Let's do it. Come on, Graham.
Catchphrase on the radio.
Oh, beautiful notes this morning. Oh, I like that. Come on, confidence. I need it.
It is Catchphrase on the radio. And Tom, you're playing. How are you?
How's it going, boys? Congratulations on the radio award.
Oh, Tommy, baby. Thank you so much. Oh, I really want to dislike you because you're my competitor in this duel, but that was nice of you.
There's no competition there, Nathan. I'm going to win.
You're going down, buddy.
Listen.
Bring it.
Tom, are you a fan of Catchphrase?
I am, yeah. Love Catchphrase.
What about Catchphrase on the radio?
Catchphrase on the radio, sure, it's the same deal. We give it a go.
Same deal. This is how it works. I'm going to give you 3 clues to a catchphrase. Each clue gets progressively easier. And if you know it, just shout it out. But I'll give you a little hint. I'll generally never say the words in a catchphrase in any of the clues. Is that all good?
Perfect.
Okay, come on. Give it to me, Graham.
Let's go.
Clue number 1. This catchphrase features a sick person.
Sick person.
Shout out anytime you want.
Not feeling the best.
Not feeling the best. Wrong.
Sick the dog. I don't know.
Sick the dog? No. Clue number 2. The sick person has entered their GP.
The sick person has...
An apple a day keeps the doctor away?
Tom has done it.
Yes!
Are you
serious?
Oh, my God. What is going on here?
Tom, that's
the, did you send Graham a brown envelope or something?
I did, of course.
The third clue was going to be they are handed a piece of fruit and told to leave. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Tom, that is the quickest we have ever had catchphrase on the Radio 1. An absolutely fantastic sportsman this morning.
Love it. Love it.
You're top of your game.
Yeah, this is, I told you, I like catchphrase.
I'm telling you, I think Tom is the Lance Armstrong a catchphrase. Oh. I'm not buying this at all.
Tom, what a win. We're going to send you out those IMC cinema passes. Thank you very much for playing catchphrase on the radio. Bye-bye.
I'm going to steal them,
boys.
Tom.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
That means it is time to choose the news.
Yes, please choose the news. Graham has three bits of news and I choose one of them. Hear the full story from what you have for me.
Callum Scott-Free. Headline number two. That's plain weird.
I see, lazy headline.
Or headline number three. This is one of the ones it looks better wrote down than said.
Okay, say it, come on.
I'll spell it. So capital F-U-N and in small case E-R-A-L. Funeral.
Funeral, a play on funeral. I think I'll have the last one, please.
You don't seem overly impressed with them this morning.
I'm not. Doesn't seem like a great story.
But you know what? They're all good stories this morning, and I guarantee you that. Headlines mightn't be the best this morning, but they're all good stories. So you're going for a funeral.
Yeah.
Okay, this has got to do with a gentleman called Shay Bradley. He's a Dublin grandad of 8, but he was laid to rest over the weekend. He's a notorious prankster, and his daughter posted a video up on social media across the weekend as to what happened at his funeral. Now, what is your biggest fear in life, Nathan?
Getting a uni, bro.
What's your second biggest fear in life?
Probably dangling from the Eiffel Tower in my underwear. I'm scared of heights.
You definitely have a fear that being buried alive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm definitely getting cremated.
Yeah, you said that because you're afraid you are going
to... I don't want to wake up in the coffin.
Well, Shay, he was a prankster throughout his whole life, and he decided to play one final prank on his family and friends. They're at the graveyard, they were lowering his coffin into the ground, and then a sound came from the coffin.
Oh no.
A pre-recorded message to his family. This was what went down.
Hello? 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 Let me out! Where the f- Hello? Hello? Let me out, f***ing bag in here. Is that that priest I can hear? Let me out, hello? Hello? Stop the man. Stop, I can hear you. Hello?
So that was Shay. He wanted to have the last laugh.
Oh, that's
and
brilliant.
On the video, his daughter says it gave them a laugh just when they needed it. Nathan.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you for choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8.